Last November, the Chapel Hill Town Council committed $500,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funds to a streetscape enhancement mobility plan, focusing on how people move around downtown. In February, the town selected Raleigh-based firm Tool Design to conduct a study of Chapel Hill's downtown streets. Director at Tool Design, Jared Draper, presented the latest updates from the downtown mobility plan at a town council meeting in June.
I think it's really important for us to start with the idea of vision for mobility has to create framework of how people move in the future. We can respond and think about what is going on today, but we really want to set forth principles that can be taken forward.
According to Tool Design, the main considerations for the study and its recommendations include safety for all people, economic vitality, connectivity, and functionality.
In the past, we've always talked about mobility as the movement of people and goods. That has led to this assumption that we have to move people faster and farther. And in a downtown setting, that's not the right definition for mobility.
Draper proposed a new definition of mobility as a population's capability to move and get access to what they need. In their presentation, Tool emphasized what they call path as place, or the idea streets themselves can be destinations and not just a way to get from one place to the next.
We need to think about how do we distribute that pressure and think about, using the system instead of just pushing everybody through a single place.
As a result, many of Tool Design's proposals are ways to make Franklin and Rosemary more attractive places to spend time. They call for paving the streets with bricks, adding street trees, and creating places for sculptures and monuments. Proposals also included ways to enlarge the sidewalks and change the parking and bike lanes.
We know that if we're going to create safe places, we need to separate and create formal spaces for all of our different users, because they're going to use the street whether we decide to give them space or not.
After hearing what Draper had to say, many town council members, including Amy Ryan, were excited by the mobility plan suggestions.
I'm so excited to see a wider pedestrian realm. I keep trying to get it project by project and have not been successful for it. Franklin Street, it just feels so visually busy to me right now. And that doing the designs that you're showing, just, you know, you have these nice trees, you've got the bike lanes are very readable and very legible, and you've got wide sidewalks. It will be so much of a nicer place.
Still, Ryan and other council members shared concerns about the limited emphasis placed on other connecting streets and Cameron. Michael Parker asked the project to take a wider scope.
Downtown isn't just, and certainly going forward, shouldn't be just Franklin and Rosemary.
Council members were also concerned about Tool Design suggestions to not include bike lanes on Rosemary Street. Paris Miller-Fushi gave these concerns a voice.
I live off of Roberson Street, not South, but North Roberson. But Rosemary, like when you get down to that side, you've got a community center, you've got access to the Tenure Branch Trail, you've got an elementary school back there, and you've got a whole lot of community members.
Draper said their plans include more connections to Franklin Street, where there will be a parallel bike lane.
Here, one of the thoughts was we really wanted to emphasize that pedestrian space. And so by removing the bike lanes on Rosemary, we were able to add the idea of trees and shade and other amenities along with that high-quality pedestrian space.
In the next phase of the downtown mobility plan, Tool Design will create a document including recommendations and examples the town can use as they move forward, updating and improving the accessibility of downtown streets. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.